Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just bring about a lot of clarity in her trials so that she can stay in your perfect will and glorify you and bear fruit for your glory. Ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but then understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted, okay? You need to be prepared for that. And you can understand persecution a lot better if you understand Bible prophecy, because they just kind of play out the same in your personal life. And then talking about communism and the fourth part of the statue, the iron. I just want to touch on something again. Going through the Communist Manifesto, talking about how it says it goes after private property, okay? And again, any sister that's listening, I just really am hopeful that you'll just start to think in terms of the spirit and not carnally, because a good precursor for this already, okay, is just in terms of how you think. If you think about most people and owning property, okay, they may quote unquote own a house, but they don't own a house, right? You don't, it's very difficult in all honesty to actually own anything if the Lord's not with you and helping you these days because of the way that the system is set up. And again, I do encourage any sisters listening to look at the documentary that takes a look at how the credit system, okay, attaches to communism in China, okay, and just have a, because you need to be in a place of real humility if the Holy Spirit's dealing with you about stuff, trying to pull you out of this system, okay, and only He can do it because you can't do it by yourself. A lot of people try, and you can work your, you can just work yourself crazy trying to do it, okay, with the work of your own hands, and it's hard, okay. A lot of people see it and they try and get out of it, but when the Holy Spirit is with you, it's a lot easier, and but inwardly it's very difficult, okay? So you just need to be aware of any trials that He's taking you through, that He loves you and He knows what He's doing, okay? And He knows what's coming down the road, and you need to just really obey Him, okay? You really need to obey Him, because you just don't know. With the things of the Lord, they change like that. Okay, He warns you, He warns you, He warns you, okay, and all of a sudden, and if you're walking in the Spirit, you can see, you know, warning signs of it, okay, but then all of a sudden, it just happens, and either you're ready, or you're not, and you need to be ready for that, okay, and then also, too, I want to touch on the baptism. If He's taking you through this trial, don't be deceived, okay. Satan's going to show up if something's been taken from you, okay, and He's baptizing it for you and taking you through this process where He's telling you just to be, you know, submitted to the Spirit and let Him raise it from the dead. Satan's going to be there trying, okay, to get you to do it yourself. And if you do it yourself, you're cursed. It's the law versus grace, okay? It references this in Romans, okay, that if you live by the law, then you're cursed to fulfill the whole law. It's the same thing, okay? If you do it with your own hands and He's telling you to just let it go and be raised from the dead by grace and by faith, and you do and you can't sustain the trial and you just quit because you don't have faith and you don't believe and it's just too hard, then you are cursed to sustain it with the work of your own hands. And it's not going to work, because when these things start to happen, you're not going to be able to. It's going to be too hard. Okay, but if you go through this trial with Him, okay, and you lay it down and you let Him raise it from the dead for you and you die to self and obey Him, then you've gone through the trial. And then once the time comes, you just reap the harvest and things are just sustained supernaturally. I've seen it myself, and it's a real blessing, because you see all these things going crazy and you get to just sit back and go, you know what? I went through this with the Lord. Everything's going to be fine. All you got to do is just believe. And sure enough, you know, it's like the gates of hell will not prevail. It's just all these things come at it and they can't do anything. Nothing can touch it because it's locked away and stored in heaven. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that starting her day, that she comes from a place of real humility, knowing that she needs to be asked, be filled with the Holy Spirit to understand these things and read her Bible from cover to cover. And when she's done, read it again. Ask all these prayers you follow your son in Jesus' name. Amen.